Welcome to the Accredited Canadians Toolkit. This is the episode for Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. I'm your host, Sam Perrin. Today's headline news in my feed was that the Bank of Canada has decided to leave overnight rates at 5%. There's speculation that the overnight rates will drop by spring or summer of this year. Now, what does that mean for you as a business owner or investor? Well, the availability of credit pumps up asset prices. If the cost of servicing debt is very low, there's more willingness to use debt to pay more for what a fixed amount of goods and services in the economy. If the cost of goods and services increases, this is inflation. The central bank can set the overnight interest rate in an attempt to influence the cost of credit and thus the prevalence of inflation. So, what do interest rates do in my industry of rental real estate? Well, higher interest rates make it more difficult for people to qualify to purchase a house, and this keeps people renting for longer and increases my tenant pool of people to draw from. When I own property, where I own property in my town, it's difficult and expensive to build new property. So a larger tenant pool increases the market rates for rent. Lower interest rates allows for increases of real estate prices and values. And if prices increase enough, then builders are incentivized to build because they can make a profit building in high cost areas when prices rise sufficiently. So the interest rate is neutral in my business. If the overnight rates go up or down, it doesn't really affect things because my property either goes up in value when interest rates go down or the rental revenue goes up when interest rates go up because there's more people needing to rent. So the thing that overnight rates do affect is short-term debt. So short-term debt servicing like credit cards or variable rate mortgages, also, you know, vehicle loans and all that. Most of my debt is in fixed rate mortgages, which are actually priced on the Canada mortgage bonds of various maturities. So the change in the overnight rate doesn't really affect my business very much. So again, the overnight rate is a neutral factor. Take some time to consider how the interest rates might affect your business or your practice. And you might be surprised where things go because just because inflation is tapering off right now doesn't mean that that's going to continue into the future. Sometimes inflation is influenced by other things such as supply chain problems, the cost of shipping and things like that. So as you think about this episode of The ACT Show, I don't only wish you to have a great day, but I invite you to act to make it so. You'll be surprised at your results.